Let's have a look at the RHI inquiry and what happened last Friday. Returning to the public inquiry at the end of last week for the sixth and final day of questioning was Andrew Crawford. He's the man who was at Arlene Foster's side for almost all of her ministerial career, and he faced an intensely forensic examination of his conduct. And he had removed a reference to Moy Park, as far as I know. Let's get in behind that story. The newsletter's political editor, Sam McBride, with us this morning. Removed it from where and why, Sam?
Good morning, Stephen. This was a document in January of 2015. January of 2016, as the scheme was finally being shut. It was really totally out of control, even though there had been cost controls put in a few months before. It was just far too beyond its budget for the executive to afford it. It was clear that it was going to be completely funded in terms of the overspend from Stormont's budget. And so they were moving at Stormont to use urgent procedures at the executive to get past things like public consultation, to really speed up the process to try to get this shut as quickly as possible. And as part of that process, Dr. Crawford was the special advisor to the finance minister at that point, who at that point had been Arlene Foster up until a few weeks previously, and then Mervyn Storey had come in. And he was involved in the preparation of a document which was going to the first and the deputy first ministers, and it was effectively setting out why they needed to invoke this urgent procedure, just how critical the situation was. And in that, there was a line about how the spike in applications the previous year had largely been driven by the poultry industry. That was something that he took out. He was pressed.
What do you mean he took it out? This was a draft document or what?
Yes, so this was a document which was being batted around between several Stormont departments, and it had been prepared by the Department of the Economy, which ran the scheme. It had gone to the Department of Finance for them basically to look at the financial aspect of it. This was not a financial aspect of it, but he took it upon himself to remove this. I think he actually asked the civil servant to remove it, and they acquiesced in that. Then it went back to the Department of Economy, who you will remember are the people who were actually running the scheme. They were meant to be the experts, the people who were closest to it. They wanted it kept in, so there was a bit of a ding-dong between these two departments. Ultimately, Dr. Crawford's department prevailed. It was taken out. And the significance of that was that when this document went to other executive ministers, they didn't get the full picture. That was something which the inquiry pressed him on as to why he would want to, in their view, it seemed, protect Moy Park, keep them out of this, because Moy Park were the dominant player in the poultry industry and a company which I think at least two of Dr. Crawford's relatives were employed by in terms of contract farmers for Moy Park. And he also had extensive links to Moy Park, and they were trying to get beneath what was going through his mind at this point. He said that really his view was that it wasn't quite accurate. It was partly accurate in that it was clear to him that the poultry industry had driven a lot of the spike, but he thought it wasn't solely the poultry industry, and therefore that should be removed.
Well,
but he couldn't give much of an explanation for it beyond that.
Let's have a listen to how this unfolded at the inquiry. He was questioned about his links with Moy Park, and at one point it was suggested he had engaged in a sales pitch for them at the height of the debacle.
Now, we're going to be here today for some time. This is a sales pitch for Moy Park.
No, it's not. I don't believe so.
Oh, hold on. Let's read it. If a Moy Park producer puts in a 199 kW boiler, he can expect to run it for 3,000 hours. So Moy Park are going to run their boilers for 3,000 hours. We've already got the warning before that some people are running boilers on empty sheds for 6,000 hours. But not, this is for Moy Park, not for that. From these calculations, you can see why Moy Park producers will be in a rush to refit their houses. If you increased the step from 1,314 to 3,000, why 3,000? Because 3,000 is what Moy Park need. Now, unless you have, Dr. Crawford, a really helpful, reasoned explanation, that is what you have put in English in your email.
In terms of what put down, it's not my knowledge that at that time it took the 3,000 hours to heat a house. It's not to heat it when it's empty. It's to heat it when there was a crop in the house.
Exactly, but that's what Moy Park need or want or told
well,
you.
If you looked at the email that came to me the night before, and if I refer back to that, in it talked about The poultry industry is considered to be the sector with the highest heat requirement.
Yes.
So on that basis, I was looking at, right, what sector has the highest heat requirements? It's the poultry sector.
Yes.
I went back to the discussion I had with Davy Robinson. He was telling me that it took a boiler to run 16 hours a day to heat a house to provide the heat required for a crop of chickens.
If that is so, if it was Davy Robinson and only Davy Robinson's information, why not put that in? You're the man who originally recommended setting up a meeting with Moy Park. You're the man with the relations, all of whom worked for Moy Park. In this email of yours, Moy Park are the only people who are identified as requiring 3,000 hours. Now, it's a simple proposition. What you're saying in this is, one thing, we have to stick by the 1st of October. And just for a fullness of this, there's no reference to difficulties in getting it through ETE or going through the procedural aspects of it, which you say formed a significant part of your conversation before you wrote this.
Well, to be in fairness, I think that has been referred to in previous emails that were coming before, you know, this one. You've
just told us that when you got... I don't want to take up too much time, Dr. Crawford, but you've told us you had a conversation after getting the first email from Mr. Cairns, and then you wrote this email. Now, leave aside the 1st of October. There is nothing in there that doesn't refer to the 3,000 hours being attributable to Moy Park's needs.
I believe if I had spoken to Moy Park, I would probably have come back with a figure that was below that. You know, it would have been probably, I believe it had been closer to the 400,000 figure that was in the email. It was in the knowledge that I had, and you have to, you know, it goes back to what is possible to get this through the committee. You know, when you look at the email that came through to the night before, they talk about we do not want to overreact by introducing restrictions too suddenly.
The submission that you had been given talked about doing the same as Great Britain. Great Britain had a limit of 1314 hours. What you're saying here is there is a special interest here, and that is the poultry interest, and Moy Park need 3,000 hours.
What I was doing is putting a proposal on the table, or not even a proposal, a suggestion on the table to try and allay Timothy Cairns' concerns so that he could get the submission through.
For the benefit of the...
Well, it was the art of the possible.
The art of the possible, Sam. A lot of that will be gobbledygook to our listeners this morning, but answer this question for me, Sam. Did Moy Park or companies associated with Moy Park or people associated with them, contracts with them, did they contribute to the spike in applications? Did they get a lot of public money?
They did. They were one of the prime, if not the prime, drivers of the spike. They also were a very significant aspect of the second spike when they then came to close the scheme. And later on Friday, we were told that Dr. Crawford had basically tipped the company off even at that stage that this was really what was going to come. But I think if we go back to that clip there, you're right that it can sound quite technical. It can sound very confusing if you're not following this. It's fundamentally very simple, and it's absolutely crucial to Andrew Crawford's defence of the claim by Jonathan Bell, by Timothy Cairns, Jonathan Bell's special advisor, that really he was working in the shadows trying to delay cost controls. He says that's nonsense, and he points to this email that you heard Sir Patrick Cochrane dissecting there as his key defence of that, because in that email he says to Timothy Cairns, we have to do this in terms of cost controls from the 1st of October 2015. Now, that he says shows that he wanted them in on the 1st of October. He didn't want to delay, and the delays which ultimately came were nothing to do with him. But what Sir Patrick was getting into there, and what Keith McLean, the other member of the inquiry panel, was getting into in a lot of detail, was that while he was ostensibly saying, yes, let's get cost controls in, he had something very different in mind and something much, much more generous towards people who were claiming this subsidy. And actually, he was essentially saying that the key criterion for deciding what level cost controls should be set at was what poultry needed. Now, poultry was one of the biggest users of heat. It was a legitimate user of heat. It was something they needed for their chickens. But it was a massive drain on the public purse. And he was saying, effectively, let's tweak the numbers here so that, yes, we bring in controls and it will stop people running boilers 24/7, but it won't stop people here running boilers for a very long period each day.
And I'm sorry to be basic about this, but do we know if Moy Park actually needed the public subsidy to be a viable, profitable business, or were they encouraging people to apply just so that Moy Park would make even more?
We're into a very technical aspect of this now. Moy Park has been around for decades. It was a profitable business before RHI was ever on the scene. But I think that what seemed pretty clear from the evidence, which was extracted from some senior Moy Park figures earlier this year, was that this scheme made them much more competitive than their rivals. It meant that they were able to cut costs. It meant that they were essentially making more profit because...
Using our money.
Exactly. Now, that is something which they slightly dispute, but from their business model, which is quite complex, but which essentially means that the more money that their farmers are getting, the more profit that they're getting, they gradually begin to shave that off. And it takes a while to work through the system, but ultimately that money, on the allegation of Moy Park farmers, ends up in Moy Park's bank account.
Okay. Sam, thank you very much. We'll have to leave it there this morning. You can get the totality of the RHI inquiry at rhiinquiry.org or the BBC News website.